this whole thing back in. Run this cable like this. Come on. There we go. Okay. That's where those keys went. Close that. Plug this into there. Set that there. Put these keys here. Put this on. Put these on. Move that there. Put this here. Hold down this, push this.
Spirit, fit your mood when you stream through the new and improved SiriusXM app.
Attention, all ladies.
That's me.
The Candyman is on the prowl.
Okay.
And for those that want to get busy.
Again, that's me.
You got to speak up now.
Hello, I'm speaking up.
This one, this time, is one of a kind. Blowing your mind like only the Candyman can. Like a heavyweight champion. Knocking them out, another bout without a doubt. Once again, you can scream and shout. When I rock the floor, yell out my name. This is what you've been missing. Listen to my heartbeat while I'm whispering. I know you're suffering. So sweet, a Candyman, sweet nothing's hugging and tugging and rubbing. Loving it all, having a ball. Talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll chill. Candyman, tell him the truth. We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
It's a truck party happening here. They got they're bringing their own toilet with them. That's how you know they're fucking, they mean business with whatever this construction job is. They're bringing their own bathroom.
Don't you, I'm just a I was cool, but the room got warmer. Norma cornered me in. Her and a friend named Lynn. Then they checked me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them win, said my pockets was thin.
The Holiday Inn is very nice.
I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want you, but the devil made me do it. Till the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop. We knock boots till 6 o'clock as we lay. All night long and early in the morning, she sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. I'm gonna let you go once I get my hands on you. Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, I do. A tunnel of love is what I'm entering. When I mention it, you're surrendering. Giving it up like a good girl has to. Living it up. Eventually, you ask to stay. You're gonna pay for this. Just rest your breath on my chest. Yes, I'm impressed with the way you go love me down. I don't wanna sit down, I just wanna get down. I'm on the ground, down on my knees, like James Brown, singing please, please. Round two, I'm down to do what it takes to make you understand. I'm the Candy Man and I'm melting your mouth, nodding your hand. Hard as a rock, yes, I'm no sucker. The boots I knock make me one bad mother. My lyrics are shocking just because of the simple subject. Everyone should love this because everybody does it, whether they admit it or if they deny it. You better keep quiet or else you might have to see a few skeletons. But girl, that's irrelevant. Break out the bottle of Frosty Spumante. Pop off the top and rock with my posse. Feel the how big deal and deep fly. We ask the questions, you give the reply. You see Chip, Big Robin, Bud, rocking on the waterman, knocking on the. I'm just playing, what I'm saying ain't ill. Girl, you should know I'm real.
was weirded out for a sec. I was like, why is there a giant banana strapped to the roof of this fucking BMW? But oh wait, it's a kayak. Oh, it's not even a kayak, it's just a boat. Is that a banana boat? Is a banana boat a real thing?
Many smiles, like all the people. no. And I end up going straight to the bottom, and I pushed straight the fuck up, was able to grab the goddamn sign, and got the fuck out of there. Out of Troy, yeah.
New
Sweet, home committee. Just wanted to say, man, I listen to you guys in the morning.
Brand new swing, get me new flick. Whole lot of cash, I'ma walk a check. Check, check, bitch, I'm on deck. Flex, flex, looking like a check. Check, check, bitch, I'm on deck. Flex, flex, looking like a check. I buy anything I want, cause I got a check. Fuck any bitch I want, cause I got a check. I only ride on, cause I got a check. You know I'm bullet on, you ain't got a check.
So one of the sponsors of, I guess, the podcast festival had like a little booth set up, and it's like it's a live audio streaming thing that you can run on your phone or iPad. So naturally, I was interested in seeing more. I haven't tried it yet. I don't know how it'll do. I'm also not sure if it works outside of iOS. It's called Voice, V-O-I-S. So what is it? It's voice.mobi is the website. So I don't know, I was thinking about starting one, trying it. Might be that if you, you know, if you share out a URL to Twitter or something like that, maybe there's a desktop version that only works that way. I don't know. It seems like it is incredibly new on account of, over the weekend I kept launching it to see if other people were using it, and the answer was absolutely not. Like the only one I could connect to was they were running one as a demo, like near the podcast festival. So like down on the second floor of the hotel, I could hear an iPad, you know, making noise and stuff. But it seems kind of interesting because you can, like, you know, like, other users can, like, connect to it to ask questions. It almost had, like, a turntable FM kind of like, hey, you're on stage, hey, you're not on stage kind of idea. As the host, I guess you, like, promote people to be able to speak and then remove them kind of, like, once their question is done or whatever. would seem like an interesting idea. But yeah, if it's, I mean, if it's only on iOS, then at some point that's not especially useful. Duration defaults to 1 hour. 1 hour, 2 hours. And then, like, you set it for up to 4 hours. I wonder why you need to do that. I guess I'm gonna launch one of these things. Spot created. It will be live in 6 seconds. 5, 4. Join, I guess. Join. No one will be able to go on stage unless you invite them. Okay. Seems like overly elaborate to just get this thing going, but I don't know. I guess if you have a phone, maybe it'll, maybe you can join it. I don't know, someone else connected, so now we are double broadcasting to Mixler and then this other thing. And there's traffic. Share web link. Says audience one. I don't know. This shit is crazy. Info. Spot ID 5714. EC on. I don't know what that. All right, I don't know what that is. There's someone named Time Doctor apparently connected to this thing. But for audience, it's, I don't know. It says there are six listeners, but there's only one person in the audience. I don't know what that is about. Huh. And it doesn't look like there's a chat component to it. So there's no like flowing, you know, chat to look at. It's only people, if people want to ask questions, I guess. At which point, I guess you have to promote them into a voice area where they can then use their voice to ask a question. If you try to use a Twitter account to sign up, it sends an email asking it, or it, when I tried to do it, it sent an email that I had to click on, but there was nothing in the app that said it was doing that. I had to go over there and approve the account separately before it would work at all. Huh. Money on the flow like, whoa. Fuck with me, you gon' get your ass. It's like there's some neat ideas to this thing, but I don't know that it will suit our purposes. Like, I like the idea of an integrated, like, question-asking mechanism for something like this. Like, that sounds neat. And, like, easier than the way we're taking phone calls and all that sort of stuff now. But, I don't know, is anyone in the chat listening to this? Can they say anything about the, like, quality of the audio compared to Mixlr? Because that is something I would be curious about, I guess. And it seems like the sort of thing that if you wired it into a board while you were doing a live podcast, you could... That seemed to be how they were trying to pitch it. Is like, hey, take live calls on a podcast by hooking this up and doing it over this or whatever. Audio is way worse, you're saying. Huh. Because then, I guess, if you were, like, four people in a room, you could just, I don't know, hook your audio out into your iPhone or iPad or something so that the full mix goes out that way, and then you're getting questions back in. I guess maybe that would be... I don't know how you would integrate it into, like, a workflow actual situation, but... I don't know, the basic idea... seems all right. Also, it's probably bad for if you're recording a show in a moving car on account of, like, you've got to promote people up to the stage and so on and so forth, and that is not safe for me to do while I'm driving a car. So I see a couple of questions here. Let's see what happens, I guess. Are you sure you want to invite Ask an Enemy to ask a question? Sure, I guess. Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, man.
This thing's weird.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of overly complicated, sort of.
Yeah, like it seems like there's like power to it in a way that, you know, some other stuff doesn't have. But yeah, it's definitely like there's a lot more to it.
Right. Yeah, the audio seems a little. Like, the quality's not that great, but at least it's not cutting off as much as Mixler does.
Really? Huh. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I never get a good sense of, like, how much Mixler cuts off and all that stuff. I know there's a spot here on the freeway that gets rough, and then obviously, like, heading home, there's a spot where it just dies every night, but yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I was listening to your guys' spoiler cast for Metal Gear. Took a break real quick, noticed you were on Mixler, and then jumped on this.
Yeah, that's nine different ways to listen to bad audio. That's what I offer.
Yeah, it's nine different ways to listen to the Bombcast in a way, though.
yeah, true. Cool. Well, I'm gonna try.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Did you actually have a question?
It was actually just based around the Metal Gear stuff. Like, I noticed a lot of you guys were talking about all this stuff going on in Metal Gear, but none of you guys actually referenced the Huey thing and how they shipped him off on the boat. Like, that was really weird.
Yeah, I don't know how much I want to get into that, because there might be people that haven't, like, gotten there yet. But yeah, I was actually thinking about that this morning while taking a shower. I was like, man, I would have put a bullet in that guy. Or not given him a boat, you know? Just...
Right.
You know, something along those lines.
It was weird how they treated that whole thing in general, yeah.
I think there are a ton of things across that game that get treated really, really strangely in terms of, like, characters that are enemies that are still working for you, and you know that, and you're like, whatever, if it goes bad, we'll just kill them. I don't know, let's do it. Like, that whole thing's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, just the way they treated the whole Big Boss Phantom thing, that was super disappointing. Being a huge fan of the storyline, I don't know.
I thought that stuff was handled all right. I think we probably shouldn't have this conversation on account of there are probably a bunch of people who have not played the game.
Right, I apologize for that. I came straight off of that from this, so yeah, that was fresh in my head, and I do apologize for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys want to listen to that, go listen to the Bombcast, obviously.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I talk about that stuff on there. Like, there's obviously ways that everything in that game could have been handled better, but I think generally I like what they put out.
Right. Cool, man. Well, thanks for the time. Go ahead and get to other questions if you haven't set up.
All right, cool. See ya.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Huh. Volume for the caller is getting softer and softer. Yeah, that's because once he started talking specifics about Metal Gear, I moved the phone away from the iPad. Okay, I need to get a little more air conditioning going in this vehicle on account of the sun is beating down. It's actually supposed to be way cooler today than it was. I guess the whole time I was gone, it was in the high 90s to low 100s, which that's how it was in LA as well. People kind of keep popping in and out of the question queue, I guess. Oh, you can organize the question list by wait time or star power? I don't have any star power. I mean, there's a star and a zero next to my name. I don't know if we have to, like, give stars to each other. Is that, like, is there a new star economy forming out of the heart, the ashes of the heart economy? All right, I'm going to crack this open and drink a little bit of it, and then maybe I'll try to take some more of these questions. And then I might just close this thing out on account of running two separate broadcasts is pretty ridiculous. Especially considering that for Mixler to be able to hear what I'm doing, I need to hold the phone over there. User invited. They've got 15 seconds to say yes. Hello.
Hey, yes.
Yes. You said hey, yes. How's it going?
It was really cool. All of the LA Podfest stuff, that was cool. So I got to watch that this weekend.
Oh, cool. Did it work? I heard it was weird.
Yeah, it didn't really work on Friday, but it ended up working on Saturday. So that was cool. And the archives aren't up yet. Like, I didn't check this morning, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, that thing was interesting. It was not, like, I wasn't sure what to expect in terms of room size and stuff like that. And it was, like, the rooms were a lot smaller than I thought they would be. I figured we would have a room that was similar to, like, the size of, like, our PAX panel rooms and stuff like that. But it was more like the comedy club we had in Seattle, maybe a little smaller than that.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, but it was...
It's hard to tell with, like, the camera view they had.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That thing was fun. It was fun to do it.
Yeah, did you get to, like, meet up and talk with, like, anybody cool? Anybody cool in the podcast world?
I met Justin McElroy and his brother and his brother. And his father, actually.
Oh, wow.
Stars. Yeah, we talked to them for a little while. I don't know. Like, I didn't really have time to go to too many of the other shows or anything like that. We're just kind of, like, doing other things. I didn't really, like, try to, like, hound some of the other people who were there. Like, there was definitely, like, clusters of people surrounding, like, a Marc Maron and some other stuff like that. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to get into the middle of any of that stuff. So, yeah, it was weird, like, because I think, like, you know, the McElroys and us and maybe, like, a couple of the other shows, like, were not, you know, like, that thing seems very L.A.-focused. Like, it seemed like it was very much built around, like, the L.A. comedy podcast scene with most of those shows. So there was a part of it where I was like, I don't know. They're trying to expand. Like, that was one of the things they said. Like, hey, we're trying to expand to, you know, different types of podcasts and podcasts from other areas and stuff like that. Like, this was the year they were trying to do that, so there was, you know, it was a little bit wider, but it still, like, felt like a very, like, it felt like a scene. It felt like we were there putting on a show, and they had a whole scene going, and then we were over here doing our thing. And, like, people showed up, and it was cool. But, yeah, it was interesting. I don't know. It was interesting. It felt a little weird. It was like walking around and going like, okay, no, this is like, they're putting on like a smallish show. Like, they're selling merchandise. Like, they're doing this sort of stuff, and that's rad. But yeah, I expected the rooms to be a little larger and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys went. Like, I liked watching it. I thought it was cool. So thank you for that.
Cool. Yeah, it was a fun show to do.
And I have a stupid suggestion.
Okay.
If you guys ever do, like, want to have a live show in Austin, I really recommend you guys, like, renting out pinballs or something like that. I think it would be awesome.
Do you think that they would have a spot there? I think our needs are some good-ass internet to stream stuff and a stage with, like, room for enough people to see a show. Do you think that they have that?
They do have kind of like an outdoor stage at one of their locations. Not sure about the internet.
Yeah.
But
Well, you can always bring in internet if you need it. Like, we run our own internet to a lot of areas and stuff when we're doing E3 and stuff like that.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks. This app is weird and crazy.
It is weird.
Thanks.
It is weird. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. It almost makes like a Q-bert jumping noise when someone leaves the question area, which is nice. My phone is getting hot. All right, I'm going to take this next question, and then I think I'm probably going to turn this off on account of my phone is hot. We don't need to be double streaming all of this stuff. It's interesting. I invited him to the stage to handle this question, and the 15 seconds he was like, nah, I don't actually have a question. I see how it is. Well then. I'm going to shut this down then. And we'll just be on Mixler, so... Yeah, maybe I'll mess with this some more at some point. It seems interesting. The voice quality of the incoming questions is nice. Are you sure you want to leave the discussion and go back into the audience? Yes. I'm diving into the crowd. I'm ending the spot for everyone. And that's that, I guess. It's a cool idea. It should have support for text chat, or if not text chat, then like the asking of text questions. Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't need text-based questions. If you assume that everyone running the app is running it on a device with a microphone, which in this case, you know, obviously... Good job on them dropping Android users. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you sort out all the Android riffraff. They can't ask questions. They're not people. No, whatever. I'm sure, like, at some point, like, this thing seems super new. And, you know, obviously everyone launches on iOS first and then goes to Android later if they're not doing a simultaneous launch. Like, that's not unique to this thing. That's everything. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll keep an eye on it. It seemed kind of cool. Like, I like the functionality. If they had wider support for, you know, like desktop and stuff like that, then, I wonder if the questions would have come over my car speakers if I was set to that audio source. That would solve that part of the problem, I guess. This fucking traffic every morning that's here is fucked. Like, it's 9:15, you know? It's like I'm leaving after not, you know, after main commute time for a reason. What the fuck are all these people doing? Actually, I think the answer is that the College of Marin is back in session, and whenever College of Marin is back in, the traffic gets bad through here. Which I guess makes sense. It's September. Fuck. That means it's just going to be like this forever. Right here is usually where the traffic it thins out a bit and everyone starts driving a regular speed, but not today, I guess. pretty sure there's a copy of Skylanders at the office waiting for me.
Choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this brain.
Everybody got choices.
These
choices is choosing them all in their hands. Everybody got choices. Keep it 1,000 out of life, then I challenge. Everybody got choices. These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke. No, no, I'ma stay getting money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I ain't gotta sell my soul. No, no, I'ma stay getting money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you broke, you ain't like me. No, no, I'ma stay getting money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give a fuck if you don't like me. No, no, I'ma stay getting money.
Just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody. Just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody. Just wanna.
Traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. This is all the way uncool. And totally abnormal. Today's going to be kind of a hectic one. You know, a lot to fit in. To get into Skylanders a little bit. If I can. Maybe record that tomorrow or something. And I gotta start asking about some other games. See when stuff's gonna show up or kind of bug people and say, like, hey, I understand that Tony Hawk is out soon. What's up with that? And isn't TwitchCon this week? Jeez. Probably need to go look at that. Gotten like a couple of invites from like companies, like saying like, "Hey, come see our game at TwitchCon." I'm like, "That's not a great." Well, I don't know. Whatever. I guess if the press are gonna be there, they're gonna try and get them to come see their stuff. But like, that's not why I would go to TwitchCon. Ugh. Go take appointments for free-to-play MOBAs that are still in alpha. Like, no. Nah. More just curious about the actual nature of TwitchCon itself than like whoever decided to buy a booth for it. It's like a weird thing to buy a booth for if you're like a video game. Like, who are you trying to appeal to? Is it like other streamers or people who like to watch streams? Or I guess just, you know, if they're selling tickets to people who like video games, then maybe that's a decent place to be. You know, Taco Bell has a booth at TwitchCon, you know? That's me, is like, that's a fit. You look at that and go, yeah, no, of course. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bill shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. And like, microphone companies and stuff like that, so you're like, okay, right. You know, people want to run a stream, they need gear. If you're going to TwitchCon, maybe you want to run a stream, or you're already running one, and you want to see some equipment to make that work or something. So, like, I get that stuff, but, like, the companies that are just like, hey, we're making a game. We sure would like it if it was an eSport someday. That just seems a little... Well, I don't know. Well, like, to me, that seems like incredibly uninteresting. Like, all right, yeah, no, I bet you do.
Why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga. Watch another nigga at the top. You know that if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog. Damn. Okay, from that perspective, I see what you talking about. No way to soften that. Cause me, I was trying to find out where I lost him at. But maybe I ain't lose him at all. Maybe I keep moving forward and they're just stagnant. They ain't moving at all. But when they need a favor, who do they call? Maybe I'm searching for the problems, asking what was said and who was involved. Too focused on people's feet.
I didn't get a good... There was some kind of bus that was going behind another bus, so I didn't get to see it very long. But I think the side of the bus might have just said, fuck it up. So that's good advice. It's like, what should I do? Yo, man, you should fuck it up. Like, all right, yeah, I will fuck it up.
Tell him that he's talking crazy, but he doesn't care. Being humble don't work as well as being aware. Listen up, boy, you better all beans dropping. We already got spring 2015 popping. P&D dropping, reps of P dropping, Magic Jordan dropping, OB dropping, not to mention me dropping. Feel like we paid the refs off, man, we fixed the game. Me and Noel been at it before Twitter names. Yeah. Been on the move like the lease is up. And I can't even name one person that's keeping up. Yeah. Fuck how I was in the past tense. Ask yourself, how do we match up now? Cause I'm only 27 and I'm only getting better. If I haven't passed you yet, watch me catch up now, for real.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna
love the camera. When you see me, Kristen Lubita hopping, now that's an animal. Y'all remember, but we made this song. Nobody said pop it up. Then we drop it, we gon' fuck him up and have everybody screaming, pop it up.
Pop it up,
pop it up in the club while I'm on drawers. A nigga fucking up the furniture.
Fuck it up.
Shoot a money ball like Steve Kerr. Pop it up, I got them price on reserve.
Pop it up.
I'm trapped in a tunnel, you know, like, I don't...
Yeah.
cause I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world fit.
Looks like Alex Rubens, if Alex Rubens was like 35 and despondent.
Cause I'm smoking on a log. Hit the bridge side for some Saks hot dogs. I'm slapping Hubbahead, the Lover Twins, albino rock. The first Vallejo record ever pressed up for us hip hop. Then came MVP, 40 D Shot Sugar and B. Then came the Mac, then came Mac DRE. They doing the Thins dance in front of Soul Trance. Everybody activated with a pistol in their pain. I'm going up to V.
Seven. I'm throwing up the V. the shitter, cousin Fee can me.
Get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my days. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm up in the
there's a while there that I was like getting in at like 9:30, 9:45. It was a beautiful time. Get there before everybody else, have some time to get shit done. Now I'm fucking lucky to make it in by 10. Fucking traffic fucking sucks. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. It's a big all-white bus, and then in the window, scribbled on a piece of paper in marker, just says Amtrak. That's branding right there.
I made it.
I'm going to go, and we're going to record a podcast and do some other things. So, have a good Tuesday.